Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabrashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable. Delivering his statement at the SCO summit in Tianjin, China, Mr. Modi termed terrorism as a huge challenge for humanity, saying terrorism in all its forms should be condemned. PM Modi said India has been dealing with terrorism for the last 4 decades. He expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack. He highlighted that India has played a very positive role as a member of the SCO. PM Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SCO summit. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization declaration strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and sent a clear and unified message against terrorism. The declaration released after the Heads of States Council summit also recognized India's growing contributions to regional cooperation and innovation. The Tianjin Declaration marks a significant step in reinforcing collective efforts against terrorism and reflects the growing importance of India's role in shaping regional cooperation under the SCO umbrella. Reaffirming their unwavering commitment to combating terrorism, separatism and extremism, the SCO nations rejected the use of such groups for mercenary purposes and highlighted the sovereign right and responsibility of states to counter extremist threats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin today discussed bilateral cooperation, including in the economic, financial and energy sectors, and expressed satisfaction with the sustained growth in bilateral ties in these areas. Both leaders held bilateral talks in Tianjin, China, on the sidelines of the SCO summit. The two leaders also discussed regional and global issues, including the latest developments concerning Ukraine. The two leaders reaffirmed their support for further strengthening of the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. The Prime Minister conveyed to President Putin that he was looking forward to receiving him in India for the 23rd annual summit later this year. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah today visited the flooded areas at Bikram Chowk and the Tawi Bridge in Jammu. Shah reached Jammu last night to assess the flood situation and relief efforts. He is likely to undertake an aerial survey of the flooded areas later in the day. He will also chair 2 separate meetings at Raj Bhavan on flood relief and the damage caused to the border security grid by the flash floods. More than 130 people have been killed and 33 have gone missing in cloudbursts, landslides and flash floods in Kishtwar, Kathua, Riyasi and Ramban districts since August the 14th. The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in 6 districts of Himachal Pradesh: Una, Hamirpur, Bilaspur, Kangra, Mandi and Sirmaur. Continuous heavy rains over the past 2 days have triggered landslides and house collapses in several parts of the state. In Uttarakhand, intermittent light to moderate rainfall has been occurring across several districts of the state for the past 48 hours. Meanwhile, efforts are ongoing to clear roads blocked by rain and landslides in the hilly areas of the state. The Met Department has issued a red alert for rainfall in 9 districts of the state and an orange alert for the remaining districts. In light of the warming, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed district-level officials to remain extra vigilant. More than 600 people were killed and 1,500 injured in an earthquake of 6 magnitude that struck Afghanistan's Kunar province near the city of Jalalabad. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the earthquake was centered 27 kilometers east-northwest of the city of Jalalabad in Nangarhar province. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed concern at the earthquake in Kunar province. In a message, the minister extended India's support and solidarity to the Afghan people. The Indian team has entered the Super 4 of the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025 after defeating Japan. Led by Captain Harmanpreet Singh, the Indian team will face Kazakhstan in the final league match at Rajgir at 7:30 this evening. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.